Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello everyone and welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Josh and only Josh today because Scott, that little scamp, is off enjoying a little bit of a birthday celebration. So before I jump into the news, if you can and if you wanna, go give him some love. It's only a birthday once a year and he absolutely deserves it. But as I said, I do have some news for you and it's pretty damn big because according to Giant Bomb's Jeff Grubb, there's going to be a Black Panther game releasing in the next few years. Talking on his Game Mess Morning Show, Grubb revealed that EA is currently at work on the game, and it comes from a brand new Seattle studio that they set up last year. I know what you're thinking, do we trust EA at all with the Marvel license, especially with a character like Black Panther, who is incredibly beloved and has so much potential to be the star of a great game? Well, we'll get onto that more later in the video, but for now, to quell some fears, Jeff Grubb did say that EA is looking to make this a single-player-focused game with a real story-driven approach. The game is codenamed Project Rainer and, as I said, is currently in development at the Seattle studio that EA set up last year. Interestingly, though that studio is so new and doesn't even have a name right now, it is headed up by Kevin Stevens, who previously worked at Monolith Studios over at Warner Brothers. Who is Monolith and what does this mean for the Black Panther game, I hear you all ask? Well, if you don't know, Monolith was actually the team behind Warner Brothers' Lord of the Rings game like Shadow of War and Shadow of Mordor. And dodgy microtransactions aside, those were some really interesting open world action games and introduced us to the incredible Nemesis system, which is still amazing almost a decade later. And still criminally underused in my opinion. I can't believe we've only got that in two games so far. That's such a great system. It has so much potential. Going back to the original report from Grubb as well, he did reveal a few story tidbits, including the fact that apparently in this game at the very beginning, the Black Panther will have just died and you star as someone taking on the mantle and forging out your own legacy as this mythic superhero. We all know that the Black Panther mantle is passed down from generations to generation, and every single person who takes up that superhero moniker has something new to offer, to forge their own path as King of Wakanda. Grubb doesn't say how the previous Black Panther died before the start of the game or anything like that, but it does sound like an incredible starting point for a brand new superhero experience. Of course, with that story beat in mind, it is worth bringing up Black Panther Wakanda Forever, the live-action sequel from Marvel Studios, which just got its first trailer. That movie's premise does sound very similar to the games, all about, yet again, a new group of people vying for the Black Panther mantle. Given how early the game is in development, though, I don't imagine there'll be much of a connection to the MCU version of this story, just because there are going to be so many years in between by the time this game eventually drops, with Wakanda Forever coming out at the end of this year in November. Still, we have seen a lot of games that are, let's say, MCU adjacent, so it wouldn't be a surprise if the game did crib liberally from its live-action counterpart and took things that they know that people like from the MCU iteration of this story. Which is fine by me as long as they don't go down the Avengers route of just getting those knockoff MCU stand-ins that nobody liked and were just a pale imitation of what people liked in the movies. Going back to the synopsis of this game though, a new Black Panther does of course raise a lot of questions as to who we'll actually be playing, with Grubb even speculating that that might be a player-created character. Equally, it could be a comics-accurate character or someone brand new that this new studio has cooked up to drive the story. Grubb also confirmed that alongside being a single-player experience, it's going to be an open-world game as well. And that kind of seems like a no-brainer, right? For as good as some linear superhero games have been, like Guardians of the Galaxy, for instance, Wakanda is such a rich, dense, and visually interesting place that you want to explore it for yourself. While I'm sure it would still be interesting to see the sights going from level to level, it does sound way more engaging to be able to explore it yourself and seek out every nook and cranny and whatever secrets they may hold. We don't know any more gameplay details right now, but looking back at what EA said about the Seattle studio when it opened a year ago, it very much seems like this is going to be an open world action adventure title. That's because when speaking about Kevin Stevens and the team last year, they said, quote, "Kevin is an exceptionally talented game developer leader, and we look forward to supporting him while he builds his team. As someone known for his open-world action-adventure games, we know players will be eagerly awaiting more details on this new studio and its projects." The executive went on to say, quote, "Players and fans of those games are so passionate, and it's also one of my personal favorite genres. We've also recently had success with Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, and we would love to entertain more fans with similar interests," end quote. Now, it's interesting that they mentioned Jedi Fallen Order back then, because in follow-up tweets about the news, Jeff Grubb also said that Fallen Order is the template going forward for EA's single-player games. In fact, that is the silver lining to this whole story, and while you might have been initially unsure about EA getting this license, it does seem that they have learned from past mistakes, and Jedi Fallen Order in particular has been a real turning point for the entire company, and particularly how they see single-player games. In his tweet, Grubb tried to alleviate fears about EA by saying, quote, "I see people sweating EA being the publisher, but that's exactly why I wanted to talk about it. This is EA looking at Jedi Fallen Order as the ideal to chase going forward," end quote. It's great to see that Jedi Fallen Order hasn't just been written off as a fluke at EA, and instead they're actively searching for games that could fit that template, and hopefully this will mean a brand new age for EA's single-player games, and that's just good news for the fans. We don't want more Star Wars Battlefront 2 shenanigans or anything like that, and hopefully this can get them back to their roots to creating the type of video games that people want to play in the first place. Fallen Order sold tens of millions of copies and clearly came in above expectations, as EA has got on the record to say that it sold well beyond what they thought it would, and that it made them recalibrate their thoughts on single player experiences going forward. So with that in mind, and this is a big leap of faith, but you have to assume that EA isn't going to transform Black Panther into another Avengers. So what would an ideal Black Panther game look like anyway? Well, for my money, if we're going to be playing as a new character, it would be incredibly interesting to do what Grubb suggested and have that new Black Panther be a player-created character that we can mold and make the decisions of as we go through the game. With it already being an open-world game, why not double down on RPG elements? Make this a fully-fledged role-playing game where you play as the Black Panther, both as a superhero, but also as a political figure. Being the Black Panther means you have more responsibilities than just punching terrorists in the face. You have to be the leader of an entire country and manage a bunch of different factions, figuring out what they want, trying to keep the peace, and ultimately making Wakanda a prosperous and good place to be. And to me, that would be the added layer that would get me really interested in this project. If you were a player-created Black Panther who not only had to fight a bunch of dudes, but also had to make key choices about the future of this city and the future of other characters in the game. I want to be able to mold what kind of leader I want to be in this game and ultimately see the consequences of my decisions on the people around me. I just think that sounds really neat and is something that superhero games aren't doing at the moment. We've had RPGs set in the Star Wars universe, but we've never really dabbled with that in the Marvel universe yet. We've had some great action games, we've had some great stories, but none have been player controlled to that degree. There is, of course, the Shadow of War influence to consider as well, as I mentioned, Kevin Stevens did work on those Middle-earth games before joining this new team. While, of course, those games were famous for the Nemesis system, and it is unlikely that that will be coming over intact from Shadow of War just due to the patent surrounding that feature from those games, there is still a lot of DNA from Shadow of War that would make sense in a Black Panther game. The traversal system could perhaps come over in a fashion, as, of course, Black Panther can't fly fly and doesn't have webs coming out of his hands or anything like that. So you have to make moving around on your hands and feet interesting and, more importantly, compelling from a gameplay perspective and not feeling slow or anything like that. The combat, of course, from Shadow of War was incredibly satisfying, being able to chain together a bunch of different combos, executing finishes, and overall creating a sense of spectacle of one person going up against an army. And that's the feeling I want this Black Panther game to absolutely echo. I want it to feel like you're always going up against overwhelming odds and somehow coming out on top. Of course, for as excited as I'm getting right now, it is right to be at least a little bit trepidatious judging on how little we know, and the fact that, yeah, at the end of the day, it is EA making this game. But I want to know what you guys think down in the comments below. Are you looking forward to a Black Panther game, or would you have preferred to see another studio get the adaptation treatment by EA? Let us know, and while you're down there, could you please give us a like, share, subscribe, and head over to whatculture.com for more lists and news like this every single day. Even if you don't, though, I've been Josh. Thanks so much for watching, and I'll see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.